Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. We've got some great things to talk about today. I'm here with Tony. Tony, why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
I'm Tony Petrosian. I'm a program manager with the SQL team, and I work on Azure SQL DB.
Awesome. So thanks for coming today. So you were here probably a few months ago.
Yeah.
And now you're back to talk about some interesting things with Azure SQL Database.
Absolutely. More awesome. Exciting stuff.
More exciting stuff. Yes. And the Azure SQL Database is awesome. So what do you have for us today?
So December 11, we're going to have a preview of the next-gen Azure SQL DB service. So, you know, we've done a lot of previews recently. We've released a lot of features recently. And this one is a good one. This is a lot of features going in, and that's why we kind of call it the next gen of the service. It's not just one or two features. It's a lot of stuff.
So this is a significant, not just, we released a few things. This is quite a significant preview release, right?
Yeah, it is. Basically, what we're doing is, as you know, Azure SQL DB is built on SQL technology. So I think most people who use Azure SQL DB know that the current Azure SQL DB is based on SQL Server 2012. If you go look at the version, you'll see that. And so this is going into, changing the engine, core engine to SQL 14. And which enables us to do all kinds of interesting and new things as part of the service. So this is the preview. We'll start December 11.
Okay. Which is only not far away, a few days away.
Yeah. In just a few days.
Yep.
So, or actually, maybe by the time people see this, it'll be already
it'll
out there.
Already
so
up there.
Go ahead and try it already.
That's
it's,
right.
It's ready to go for you.
Perfect. Yep. Start using.
Yeah. So the preview. One of the big things that we'll bring out is the ability to manage larger databases easier.
Okay.
So if you have big tables and you want to partition tables, we have enabled the SQL table partitioning features, which have been in SQL before, but never in Azure SQL DB. They're enabled.
Very nice.
Online index builds, the ability to do very large transactions. We've removed the transaction size limits. So the goal is to get the SQL database, the programming surface area for the database, as close to SQL 14 as possible. It's almost...
So bring them almost to parity.
Yeah, so it's almost parity. Obviously, you know, SQL Server is a data platform. It's got all kinds of server-related things, which don't show up in the service because we take care of those things. So, for example, you know, we do the backups. We do the HA stuff. We do the replication. So, all of that stuff, which you can go do in SQL Server, we do it for you. So they're not really relevant to the cloud version. But when it comes to programming the database surface, you know, the T-SQL you write against the database, that's where we want to have the near parity.
Yeah, a lot of things that apply to me as a developer that when I'm writing T-SQL or any code, things that bring that to parity with on-prem.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So other things we've done is we've improved the performance of premium databases, so you get much better I/O performance and you can load better, faster. What else have we done? So with SQL 14 as the engine for Azure SQL DB, we now enable things like column store index. So
fantastic.
Yeah, so you can you can build column store indexes and do in-memory processing of large queries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So So a lot of stuff is in this preview, and what we really need is for people to go try the preview.
Yep.
You can go create some samples from the portal. So you go to portal.azure.com.
Yep.
You sign in for the preview. You can create this one of these new servers. So you got these. When you create a server now, you can choose to have a server which is capable of all this new stuff. And it'll be,
So you need to choose a existing.
Exactly.
Or say, I want to try the new previews.
Right. And so you create new servers and you can create new databases from samples.
Okay.
Or you can create blank databases for yourself to try. Okay. And obviously, we'll allow you to also upgrade existing servers. So if you want to try something out and you have some test workload or something, you can make copies of those databases in another server and upgrade that server. And that server will migrate automatically to the new stuff.
Oh, fantastic.
And then you can try out your stuff and then,
see what works better for you.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So this is, so like we were talking, this is not just simple announcement. This is a significant feature release.
We like to think so. It's a pretty big deal for us.
How do people get feedback to you and say, hey, I've tried this. How do they get feedback to you?
So obviously, you know, the forums are a great place to go and communicate with us. Yep. We read the forums all the time. You can send us email, tonypat@microsoft.com.
Okay.
There'll be a lot of channels for people to communicate as part of the preview.
And they can also post questions here on the show that, yeah, that we can monitor and forward to Tony.
That's
and
right.
Like
so
that.
The videos, the blog post, anything we do, you know, when we talk about new stuff and then we sit there and read, hoping that people are reading and commenting and telling us, you know, what's working and what's not working, and you know, we take all kinds of feedback.
It's all value feedback.
Absolutely.
So you've got a couple demos for us that show the highlight these great features.
Yeah. So let's start with this one. Well, we'll just bring this in so it fits better. All right, so there's this tool called the SQL Azure Migration Wizard. It's in CodePlex. Yeah,
yep.
Somebody wrote it. It's a great tool. Lots of people use it for migrating databases from on-prem or wherever they happen to have a database into Azure SQL DB.
Mm-hmm.
So the tool is pretty nifty because it allows you to create scripts for your database so you can migrate databases. It allows you to analyze your SQL code to see if it's compatible or not. It'll even let you analyze traces to see if your workload would run against SQL DB or not.
Fantastic.
So we have two of these things now on the screen, and I'm going to run them both at the same time. What I have, you know, I've selected a database that I want to analyze, and on my machine I have AdventuresWorks 2014. So this is a 2014 version of the AdventuresWorks, which is our sample database for SQL Server 2014.
Yep, been around for a long time.
Yeah, and it's got everything in there, right?
Yep.
So we're going to use that to do the analysis, and we're going to do it in both places. So when you click on the advanced button here, you see that we're targeting Azure SQL Database.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. On this one, we're going to target this enhanced SQL surface area of the Azure SQL Database. Likely the name will change. This is a CodePlex tool, so you know, people just got some string in there just so we could distinguish it.
Right,
but there'll be a real version and everything
in
there,
perfect.
Right?
Perfect. Yep.
So then we're going to just run it and see what happens.
So the left one's going against normal current
Azure SQL DB current, and they're both running on production systems right now.
And but this one's going against the preview.
That's right.
Okay, perfect.
So we're going to start it and let's see what happens. Okay, as you can see on that side, we're generating a lot of errors that have to do with things which are not compatible with Azure SQL DB.
Yep.
And on this side, we have only four errors. All four errors have to do with full text search, which is not yet enabled in the preview, and keyword not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Right.
Perfect.
So it's coming, and you can see that, you know, what used to be a problem is not a problem
not
anymore.
Not a problem anymore. Yeah.
Right. And actually, it takes a little longer because it's generating the script, and it has more to generate here than to say not supported.
Right. Exactly.
Which is kind of funny. One of the nice things is in the new service, we support, say, heaps. Now,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and this is not a big deal, except it's one of those things that's been really a pain point for customers.
Yeah.
Because people who write scripts, they usually create a table, and they load it, and they create an index. In Azure SQL DB, you know, you always have to have a clustered index.
Index on the table.
No more. You can create all the heaps you want, and it'll work just fine.
You can hear all the non-DBA SQL developers out there clapping.
That's right. So basically, this will run and finish, and there are no more errors. So I think we've raised the bar on the compat between Azure SQL DB and SQL 14.
Yep.
And so if you have these on-prem databases that you want to move to the cloud, this is a good time to go try them out and analyze it and see if it works. If something doesn't work, you have the opportunity to give us the feedback so we can go fix whatever it needs to be fixed. And then we're going to be able to iterate on this pretty rapidly now that we have, you know, the swap the core in there with the SQL 14.
Okay.
So this is what we have for the compat.
Yeah, that's done, and only four errors.
That's right. So that's pretty good.
And we're not going to count those because we know there's other.
Yeah, there's like three pages of it, so we'll just let that go.
So this is significant in that this allows people again just almost a lift and shift get my database into Azure SQL Database pretty quick.
Yeah. So if you have a database, you can move the database, and obviously, you know, with SQL. we have SQL on-prem, we have SQL in a VM, we have Azure SQL DB, and we like customers. We use all of them.
Yep.
And so, you know, for a lot of the lift and shift where you don't want to change your operating environment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, you're running some version of the OS and you need to configure the OS in a certain way because of some other parts of the application.
Right.
We usually encourage customers to lift that thing and shift it into IaaS.
Yep.
For applications where you're, you know, kind of working not just to transport the exact environment you have on-prem,
yep,
with the OSs and everything into the cloud, and you're willing to just go past, then Azure SQL DB works pretty well, especially with the better surface programming.
Right. Very nice.
So,
very nice.
Yeah.
So we talked. So we see that the surface area is almost on parity, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about what about performance? Is there any changes there?
Yeah. So on. On premium databases, we've done some work to improve the performance.
Mm-hmm.
So you get better performance with premium databases. And I'll do a little another little demo for you. Let's see if you can bring this guy up. All right, so the sizes aren't exactly right, but that's OK. I'm just going to run a demo, and I'm going to load some data into into SQL DB.
Okay.
I'll do parallel loads into the current version and the new stuff.
And the new stuff. Okay.
And see which one runs faster. So.
Okay.
In this case, I'm gonna let this program, which is loading data into both databases, run for about a minute.
Okay. Oh, so we see the current P2s here on the left.
Yes.
Next gen P2s over on the right.
Yeah, so those are premium databases. They're both P2. And okay. I'm just shoving data into them as fast as I can, right?
With okay.
parallel threads going against both. And as you can see, on the next gen stuff, we've already hit 450,000 rows. And this guy is running at 75,000, which is, you know, reasonably good speed, but not as good as the new stuff. So the new stuff does allow you to run.
I'll take the right one. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah. And so I'll let this thing run for about a minute, and then we'll kill it. And then
okay.
you can see the delta
yeah.
in performance. But basically, we've done a lot of work in the infrastructure. We've done a lot of work in the replication. We've done a lot of work in HA.
Yep.
And so therefore, you know, you can see that the writes are improving. And you know, as you know, Azure SQL DB is a highly available
yeah.
system. All your databases are always replicated. You know, we have synchronous replication going on, so you never lose data, you never lose availability.
Yep.
And that stuff, we've done a lot of improvement in this next gen stuff, and that's why you get
Perfect.
Better performance. So as you can see, the new stuff is
significantly faster.
Yeah, so in this case, 3x faster load, 449,000 rows versus 1.3 million rows
yep.
loaded in 1 minute. So,
Perfect.
And this is just a P2 database, and didn't try to optimize the write side.
Right.
It's identical data, identical schema.
Just
now,
bookloading them both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
you know, you can, with things like column store, you get tremendous compression now.
Yep.
We've got compression enabled for row and page as
yeah.
well as column store. So a lot of good stuff and people need to try.
Yeah, so like you said, please try. Give us your feedback. Now, do these changes also, here you're just doing a P2, but do these also apply to
It applies to premium databases.
Premium
so
databases.
The performance work we've done is really to up the premium performance.
Offering. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
And so you know, people with larger databases need
that performance.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So interesting. So where can people find so we've talked quite a bit a lot about many of the enhancements in next gen.
Yeah.
Where can people go to find kind of a complete list of all these new features and enhancements?
So the best place to start, you just go to portal.azure.com.
Okay.
And you go to the portal, and you can go and click into the preview, and there will be links pointing to videos and the documentation and the content and the
Perfect.
Blogs. So best
okay.
place is always portal.
Start the portal.
Exactly. Start at the portal.
And
we're in preview. So this is preview. You got to try it.
Yep.
You gotta give us feedback.
And the more feedback, the better to make this even service even better. So
that's right. So and as part of the preview, you know, we will have a lot of people watching and ready to take feedback and monitoring the system. So
wonderful.
Go beat the stuff up.
Awesome. This is great stuff. So, Tony, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, and we look forward to having you back at another time. So, everybody, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.